everyone, welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 111. My name is Matt, and this week's podcast is discussing everyday tech for everyday people. This week, I'm going to take a look at Pop OS, and I'm going to tell you what I think of it, my experiences with it over the last week, and will I decide to stick with Pop OS as my main OS over the next few weeks. So here's what I've done since receiving a new laptop about a week ago. I got a lot of great comments and feedback from the videos that I made. Last week's episode was the System 76 experience, and I also made a unboxing video of the new Gazelle laptop that I purchased from System 76. With that said, what I immediately did, and let me start off this week's episode by describing the reason that I purchased the System 76 laptop with Ubuntu 18.04 instead of Pop OS. The reason I purchased that instead of going with Pop OS, both were an option available to purchase from the System 76 website. But for me, seeing how this was my first System 76 laptop, the first purchase that I made laptop specifically to run Linux, I decided that I wanted to have that experience of purchasing a System 76 with Ubuntu, because that's what System 76 had done for so long. They provided a high quality experience running Ubuntu on a very specific set of hardware. And I really wanted that experience. Now, shortly after I got the laptop, what I did is I installed Pop OS in a dual boot setup. And I really wanted to see what Pop OS had to offer. Now, Pop OS, if you're unfamiliar with it, is System 76 Linux distribution. It's been around for a little over a year now. It is based off Ubuntu, and at this point, both Ubuntu 18.04 and Pop OS 18.04 are installed on my system. Now, the first thing that I want to talk about that is that when you install Pop OS, it encrypts your entire installation by default. So it enables full disk encryption, which I thought was a great thing to have. And it also provides, if you're running a System 76, it provides the System 76 hardware drivers and the firmware update as well. Automatically detects that it's a System 76 computer of some kind. And the last thing that I want to say before I get into this review is that the Pop OS Linux distro itself is not specifically only to be used with System 76 laptops. Now, you can use this operating system on any hardware that meets the system requirements. So let's get into Pop OS a little bit. So the first thing that I did when I booted into Pop OS is I noticed the Pop OS or the System 76 theming is really pretty. It's really beautiful. Very modern looking for a GNOME desktop, which I didn't quite get from Ubuntu 18.04. Now, what I do like about Pop OS is the fact that because you are running an Ubuntu install, here's how I want to basically describe it. So for those of you out there that are familiar with open source software, I really want to describe this as similar to, let's say, a while back there was a project called OpenOffice. And the developers of OpenOffice eventually left and created LibreOffice, which is now widely used in the Linux world. And also there's another project called OwnCloud. Eventually it was split off, and now you have Nextcloud. Well, LibreOffice and Nextcloud took the great things of their original projects, and they moved on from it and created something even better. Now, in my opinion, the next logical step here in my thought process, for those of you who use Ubuntu, many people, so Ubuntu is originally derived from the Debian system, and moving down the chain a little bit, We have other distros that have come from and been created around Ubuntu, such as Linux Mint. Now, Linux Mint takes what Ubuntu has and they put their own spin on it. They make improvements that they think are necessary, and then they release their own distro that is quite popular. Now, I think that's what System 76 is doing here. And I think they have done an excellent job doing that. They have taken Ubuntu, the great things about Ubuntu, kept that, and they've added a few things here that put their own spin on their own Linux distro. And some of those things include things like custom keyboard mappings. For instance, there's some really nice keyboard shortcuts that are not normal. A lot of them use a super key. One of my favorites that I've noticed, instead of pressing Ctrl-Alt-T to open up a terminal, it is just the super key and T that opens up a terminal. So it's one less key. They have sort of done this all around the system-wide and added lots of functionality that I wasn't expecting. So their idea here is to create something from everyone from the hobbyists to professionals that they can use open source tools in a new and sort of exciting way. One of the things that I really enjoyed about Pop! OS is it really seems to just get out of your way and lets you get your work done. Sort of the default setups, such as not having the menu in your, the application launcher on the left visible at all times, just lets you really get in and open the software that you want to use and doesn't get in your way. The keyboard shortcuts make it so much faster to navigate around the system. Once you learn the keyboard shortcuts, it's really, I'm really liking what they're doing here. So one of the things that I mentioned last week is that this was sort of an OS for those who like to program and those who like to, who might be in a computer science type environment. One of the things that I really liked when I started digging deeper into Pop! OS was the Pop! Shop, the sort of app store that you can download open source software from. Now, when you do that and you open it up, it is actually one of the nicer looking software centers that I have seen. And in that software center, there is a development area. If you click on that area, you get many of the development tools that anyone using Linux and wanting to maybe program or do other things with in a very organized, very well organized list. And what I like about this software center is it's basically a one-click install. You just click the install button. The search feature for software is really great. And I found that most of the software that I use was available in the software center itself, the Pop! Shop. So that earns some bonus points with me. Now, I have to say that in my first week with this laptop, I thoroughly tested Ubuntu 18.04, which I actually spent more time on this than I did when I originally reviewed 18.04. And not only thoroughly investigating that, I thoroughly dove deep into Pop! OS. I installed all of my podcasting software, and I'm currently using Pop! OS right now for recording this podcast. And I have to say that originally when I first looked at Pop! OS, I went into the settings and I changed the themes to the theme, I think it was the Adwadia theme that I normally use in Antergos when I'm using the GNOME desktop. And the next time that I came back to my computer, I switched the theme back to the Pop! Themes. And I found the more that I used it, the more that I really liked that theme. I wasn't really expecting to stick with that theme throughout my testing process. But as time went on, it really hit me just how much time and effort was put into making everything look really nice. And the whole overall experience as the first time user of Pop! OS, I'm really blown away on the little subtleties, the little nuances that I'm constantly discovering the more that I use this. And so PopOS, I believe it first came out about a year ago, and it really didn't catch my radar until the 1804 edition came out. And as I mentioned earlier, the idea of taking Ubuntu sort of to the next level, a lot of people try to do. And quite frankly, sometimes people get it right and sometimes people get it wrong. In this case, I think System 76 has got it right. They are making changes. They are submitting those changes upstream. If you go to the GitHub, they have a GitHub page where they are providing all the changes that they're making. And I just love the fact that they're contributing back to the open source community. As far as performance goes, I've tried this OS on the not only the brand new laptop that I just purchased that has all the bells and whistles on it, but I also went back to my 2012 System 76. And I have to say, even though that laptop is a little older, about 6 years old at this point in time, PopOS still ran great on it. It was still recognized as a System 76 laptop. The drivers were available. Now, the firmware was not available on the older laptop, and I am guessing because it's an older laptop that they don't have the ability to update the firmware on the older laptops. I could be wrong on that, but I did not get the firmware updater to work on there, which made me think of a couple of things. Now, one of the ideas that I had was, I wonder if they put together a Mate desktop or an XFCE desktop, could they get their even older System 76 hardware to work just as well with PopOS? That's something that came to mind. I don't have older hardware at this point in time, but just an idea and recommendation for the future. I wonder if a lightweight desktop, maybe just one, whether it's XFCE or Mate, would be a good choice to have along with the GNOME desktop, just for, say, those older System 76 models. Now, another thing that I thought would be a great idea for System 76 is, if you look at the Ubuntu families, many of them have been around for years. Things like not only Ubuntu, but Kubuntu, Zubuntu, Lubuntu. There have been a few official flavors of Ubuntu that have disappeared recently, Edubuntu being one of them. And I think that there is room for PopOS to become an official Ubuntu flavor. Now, before you maybe argue that point with me, I know Ubuntu has recently moved into the GNOME desktop. My idea here is that Ubuntu and System 76 have worked so well together for so long on this dedicated hardware. Now that PopOS is here and System 76 is working on their own Linux distro, I wonder if they would benefit even more by becoming an official flavor. Now, maybe that's in the works, maybe it's not, I don't really know. But the more that I've used this PopOS, yes, it's based on Ubuntu. I think they have made a lot of really great changes that make an Ubuntu system more fun to use, more exciting to use, and you still get all the benefits from running something like Ubuntu. So having that said, maybe in the future, PopOS will become an official Ubuntu flavor because, like I said, you can use it on any set of hardware that meets the system requirements. It's not just a Linux distro for System 76 computers. Now, okay, so where does this leave me in my choice to pick a distro that I'm going to use long-term with this laptop? Well, last week I created a poll and I posted on my website, mrptechreviews.com. And basically the poll was quite one-sided. When I look at the results were not shocking to me. Solus came in at 43%, and Terragos 11%, Ubuntu 11%, Fedora 11%, KDE Neon 11%, Manjaro 7%, and Mint 7%. Now, Solus was something that I was planning on running because I really liked the project. I tried to reach out. I tried to ask if the System 76 drivers were available in Solus. Now, I'm sure that there's a workaround. You can install it, but I did not find them in their software center or anywhere else. I'm sure I could do a little more research and install those drivers. But out of the box, Solus, when I booted it up, gave me screen resolution 800 by 600. So I went through and I downloaded all the others on the list. Antergos, Ubuntu, Fedora, KDE Neon, Manjaro, Mint, as well as a few others. I took a look at Triskel, Deepin Linux was another one that I looked at. And I haven't really decided where I'm going to head yet and what I'm going to do for a long-term release. I'm pretty impressed with how well Ubuntu and Pop! OS both run on this system with the System 76 drivers. But right now, it doesn't really make sense for me to run both. They're both GNOME desktop. They're both Ubuntu-based. With that said, Pop! OS has made an impression on me that I wasn't expecting. I'm not sure yet if that means I will stick with Pop! OS and just do a full Pop! OS install at this point in time. But I'm really liking it. And I'm that kind of surprised me because I'm an Antergos user and I've been using Antergos and Arch for years. And I wasn't expecting to like this as much, this Ubuntu system as much as I thought I would. So I haven't decided yet where I'm going yet. I may distro hop for a little bit and really see where I want to go. Maybe I'll ultimately end up with a dual boot situation, maybe a GNOME desktop and a KDE desktop. I'm not really sure. But I'm still open for recommendations. So if you're listening to this podcast and you want to give me some recommendations to try out, and a few people have been emailing me and recommending certain distros, so I appreciate that. You can send me an email, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Also, check out my email address and my website, mrptechreviews.com. You can check out all the other shows that I posted on the Podnuts Network. Go over to podnuts.com. Check out the MRP Tech Podcast there. You can check out my YouTube channel. I've got lots of stuff posted on YouTube. Just search for MRP Tech Reviews. And I think that's going to do it for this week, guys. I'll keep you posted. You can join our Discord chat room, and that is pretty much running all week, every day. There's new stuff being added there every day. Kind of behind the scenes, I want to send out a thank you to all the guys in the chat room and girls in the chat room, if there are any. And they are a tremendous amount of help. They give me show ideas, topics, and they keep adding more and more, and I keep adding more and more to my list, so I'll eventually get to all of them, I hope. And so I'm really excited, and hopefully next week I'll have made a decision on which distro I plan on running, and it might surprise you. It might surprise me as well. So that's going to do it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.